what is the deal with trivia podcasts these days? Hey gang, it's episode 269 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. We are working our way through TV trivia for season 6, and this week, it's Seinfeld trivia. One of those popular TV series of the 1990s it's still talked about today. If you're new to the show, welcome. Every week, I give you 3 rounds of 10 questions each. It's fun, it's simple, and it's good for your brain. Let's get started.
What it be, trivia lovers? It's your pal Ryan Buds, host of Trivia with Buds, a Monday through Friday pop culture podcast with episodes under 10 minutes to give your nostalgic brain a workout. With over 2,000 episodes, you're all set for fun and games on your next long flight, road trip, or weekend hangout with friends and family. Check out recent episodes on famous mullets, Dungeons & Dragons, classic cocktails, and tons more. And for info on virtual, in-person, and hybrid trivia, bingo, and game show events, go to my website, triviawithbuds.com. Cheers!
The Dorky Round. Number 1. What Broadway actor played George Costanza? Jason Alexander. Number 2. What Saturday Night Live alum played Elaine Benes? Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Number 3. Producers had to ask the live audiences to tone down the applause for which character's entrances? Kramer. Number 4. Seinfeld originally aired on which network in the United States? NBC. Number 5. Wayne Knight played what nemesis of Jerry's? Newman. Number 6. With a pair of exceptions, the titles for every Seinfeld episode begins with what word? The. Number 7. George worked for what sports team? The New York Yankees. Number 8. What December 23rd holiday was invented by George's father? Festivus. Number 9. What Schindler's List director would watch episodes of Seinfeld to keep from getting depressed while filming? Steven Spielberg. Number 10. What was Newman's occupation? Letter carrier or postman. The Geeky Round. Number 1. Along with Jerry Seinfeld, who else is credited with creating the series? Larry David. He's also the voice of George Steinbrenner. Number 2. What costume piece from Season 5, Episode 2 is currently on exhibit in the Smithsonian? The Puffy Shirt. Number 3. What is Kramer's first name? Cosmo. Number four, there is a reference to what superhero in nearly every episode of the show? Superman. Jerry Seinfeld is a huge fan, and there's a small statue of the Man of Steel in Jerry's apartment. Number five, Larry Thomas played what short-tempered restaurateur in two episodes of the series? Yev Kassem, better known as the Soup Nazi. Number six, Patrick Warburton played what on-again, off-again boyfriend to Elaine? David Putty. Number seven, according to IMDb and TV Guide, what is the top-rated episode of Seinfeld? The Contest. Number eight, John O'Hurley plays what eccentric world-traveling boss to Elaine? J. Peterman. Number nine, which character became increasingly more difficult to costume as the show progressed? Kramer. His retro clothing became harder to come by, and custom outfits made from retro materials had to be made. Number 10. The episode The Betrayal uses what unusual storytelling structure? It's told backward chronologically. The Nerdy Round. Number one, during the airing of the series finale, what cable network aired no programming? TV Land. They only showed a still photo of a closed office door. Number two, how many seasons did Seinfeld have? 9 seasons. Number three, Jackie Childs was based on what real-life celebrity lawyer? Johnny Cochran. Cochran represented O.J. Simpson during the double murder trial. Number four, though several people were nominated for acting Emmys throughout the show, which two actors are the only ones to win? Michael Richards and Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Number five, which episode of the series is the longest? The finale. It ran for 55 minutes. Number six, in a season 9 episode, George is obsessed with saving his high score on what 1980s arcade game? Frogger. Number seven, who is George engaged to before she dies? Susan Susan Ross. Number 8. What are the names of George's parents? Frank and Estelle Costanza. Number 9. Which episode is rarely run in syndication and caused death threats to be sent to the staff? The Puerto Rican Day. Number 10. Elaine's boyfriend breaks up with her because she hates what 1996 historical romance movie? The English Patient. And that's it for Seinfeld trivia. How'd you do? Do you agree with The Contest being the best episode of Seinfeld? Let me know on Spotify or social media. A big thank you to our sponsor this week, Trivia with Buds. If you need another trivia podcast in your rotation, be sure to check out Ryan's show. I'll be back here next week with another 30 trivia questions. Here's a teaser to tide you over. The residents of 308 Negra Arroyo Lane have fans of what show throwing pizzas on their roof? It's our first drama TV series this season. See you back here next Wednesday. This was episode 269 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support the show, become a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. If you're into audiobooks or are looking to have your book turned into an audiobook, contact me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. This show was released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 4.0 International License. Thanks for listening. Tyler has a problem. He can't inherit his massive family fortune unless he gets married. And when his best friend Glenn proposes, hijinks and shenanigans ensue. Follow Glenn and Tyler on their world-spanning adventure as they defeat mobsters, an evil stepmother, a rakish brother-in-law, and pirates. No, really, there are pirates. Plus, there's an underground superbase. And hockey. The five-book series begins with Glenn and Tyler's Honeymoon Adventure by J.B. Sanders and narrated by Brian Rollins. Available now on Audible and iTunes. Come for the romance, stay for the hockey.